I'm Kurt Anderson, talking with the author Marina Warner about the powerful contemporary appeal of myth. We're going to hear a story now by Studio 360's Jocelyn Gonzalez, in which she looks at role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons, and we get to listen in with her on a group of students at Brandeis University as they create their own mythic worlds.
All human beings need heroes and mentors. And most of us can only get that vicariously. And I think in these games, you move to a much deeper level because the individual is then taking on the role of the hero. And we need heroes, but we also need to find the hero part of ourselves.
Many people have turned to the group storytelling of role-playing games to experience a more old-fashioned sense of heroism. Dungeons & Dragons is probably one of the more well-known. In games like D&D, players create a story about a band of heroes on a dangerous mission, and each person role-plays a member of the team. Another player called a game master stays outside of the plot and acts as a guide or referee. There aren't any pieces to push around on a board, and the players improvise all the dialogue. At a role-playing session near Brandeis University, the lights are lowered, and the players begin to tell the tale.
So, you continue writing stuff. I mean, eventually you're going to start riding up into the mountains. And
I don't tell a finished story. I create the setting for a story or the impetus for a story, but it really is up to the players to decide what sort of story they want to tell and to tell that among themselves.
Jonathan Tweet is the lead game designer of the latest edition of Dungeons & Dragons, just released by games publisher Wizards of the Coast. He's not an author or an artist per se, but someone who plants a seed in the imagination.
The most basic adventure, the sort of the archetypal Dungeons & Dragons adventure, a group of characters, like 3 to 6 heroes, they've banded together and together they go into an underground place of danger called a dungeon. Generally, it's an old ruins filled with secret doors, dangerous traps, monsters that have moved in there. And then these characters explore it room by room. They might fight monsters, they might run into creatures that they can talk with and exchange information. They'll find booby-trapped treasure chests that they have to deal with. They become more powerful from the adventures that they've had. They gain an experience.
One way of looking at the role-playing games is that what people are doing is they're playing with the taxonomy. I mean, they're playing with a repertoire of possible ways to be in the world.
Robert Landy is the head of the drama therapy department at New York University and author of the book Persona and Performance.
Because most people think that if you play a role, you're being inauthentic. And it's not good to play a role, it's good to be yourself, your authentic self. And I throw out the concept of the authentic self. To me, we are authentic to the degree that we can play out all the different parts of our personalities, all the different roles. And I think that's what's so appealing about the role-playing games.
What do you mean?
You have no particularly impressive supernatural
abilities. I don't want something impressive.
Well, basically, the character I play, her name is Asana. She is essentially a holy figure. The basis of this character is not any particular myth. It's just made up from the store of assorted stories of shaman. There's a little bit of concepts of Zen. She spends a lot of time in meditation and other assorted religions that you have heard of.
I think the spiritual aspect of our lives is very poorly developed and defined in everyday life. And I think we as human beings have a need to discover that, the spiritual and the magical. We need to make sense of that which we cannot make sense of.
Finding a balance between good and evil, between peace and aggression, is something we struggle with all the time. And the fantasy of role-playing may actually have a place in developing a compromise.
Violence is most problematic in the society if it has no outlet. All of us human beings have violent tendencies. It's one of the roles that are part of our repertoire. For many of us, we have no place to go with those feelings. But I think in some of these games, especially if it's done in a social context where there are certain moral framework or rules, that the violence can have a cathartic effect.
At home in Houston, Texas, 13-year-old Mickey Malad plays an internet version of a D&D game called Ultima Online.
He can make a wall of fire appear out of nowhere. He can resurrect the dead, which I wish I could do. It's like people are saying, you should be more social, and say, okay, I'll get more social. I get on Ultima. I talk to other players. See? I'm in a crowd. I have all these people around me, and I talk to them. I have relationships. I even know one person, and she tells me all these secrets about her.
It's that group dynamic that Professor Landy says can help keep games in their place. The real danger here is not entering the game itself, but knowing when and how to leave it behind.
If they understand that in the imaginary realm of the game, they feel very alive and very stimulated, and then can move out of that world comfortably, make the transition, and use that experience in the fantasy as a way to reflect on their reality, then they're not going to get hooked on that stuff. And they'll be fine, and the games can be very positive.
It really is a nice sort of escapism, because for a few hours I'm not thinking about my next paper, I'm not thinking about my next test, I'm not worrying about what I'm going to be doing after this year or anything.
Role-playing is seductive, from dressing up in our parents' clothes as kids to entering a chat room under an assumed name. For fans of role-playing games, it's a complicated hobby that's justified by the feeling of freedom it imparts.
I'm creating it. It's my world. I'm setting the rules in this.
But, as in the real world, with these games, freedom comes with a price.
It's a game, and in some sense, it's possible to lose.
Oh. Okay, I'm dead.
Game over. For Studio 360, I'm Jocelyn Gonzalez.